This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, you know how Finesse Mitchell used to have that bit on SNL where he was the ant farm destroyer, and he would go through everyone's office and
smash all
their ant farms.
Yes.
But everyone would say, like, do not, you know, it's funny. Warren would come up to him and be like, it's a really funny bit. Just leave Anna Gasteyer's ant farm alone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's Finesse. And so he's like, I got to destroy
oh,
that.
Oh, if you tell him not to press that button, yes, he's pressing that button.
And so
The button is, in this instance, Anna Gasteyer's ant farm.
Ant farm, and he, you know, last I heard, he says, I'm going to go destroy this ant farm.
Mm-hmm.
He goes into her office.
Oh, gosh, I can't.
But he, no. And he just never comes out.
Finesse.
Oh. And for Anna, she's doing something with those ants that I think is kind of like against nature.
Yes, in terms of what she has them. How she uses them.
And what she's done to them. They're so large. And they...
Well, they're not even technically ants anymore.
No.
I mean, they are definitely still kinds of bugs.
Mm-hmm.
But should ants be able to have those horns?
Yeah. And I almost think when you watch her last few seasons on the show, they were starting to control her a little bit, where like all the sketches are about like someone spilling their soda.
Yeah, spilling sugar, or
and how everyone should go spill their soda.
Yes, or leaving a beetle carcass just very close to, you know, the anthill in the middle of the floor.
Yeah,
if you think about that, that makes it easier on them for carrying the beetle carcass.
They don't have to carry it as far. It's closer to the anthill.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I made that connection as well. Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names of the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
And we want to talk about something today that's very important to both of us. And
first, for people looking at the pictures of this episode, you should mm-hmm. know, yes, Hayes has a big bushy beard. And yes, it is because he is going to play Will Ferrell in the movie of that episode of the Bear Grylls show where Will Ferrell went to hang out with Bear Grylls.
Yes, I'm going to be, and as you remember, he had a large beard in that episode because he was in nature.
In the outdoors.
Yes.
It's a rich story
mm-hmm.
that a celebrity went on a survival outdoors show,
mm-hmm.
and that's enough of a jumping off point.
For a movie.
For a film, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so that's very exciting, and I, you know, getting my body in the right place. And what else do we want to talk about today?
Well, one thing I want to talk about, and I think it's a big part of the world and the planet right now,
mm-hmm.
and so entertainment is also involved because this is a piece of that, is that it is time for having so much video games, and they're huge.
Sean and I are big-time gamers. And in this case, we mean video games, but when you think about it, isn't everything is gaming?
Well, this is great for you to say that everything is gaming, because if you're thinking about it, and mm-hmm. video games is almost movies now because of how much moving pieces and characters and stories,
yes,
and you look at it.
And you think about the future of movies and what, like, when you go to the movies years from now, and you think about how kids were, they're growing up with a controller in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
They're always holding a controller.
Yes.
And so they're expecting, they want to go to the movies and they just want to say, I need to be able to control these characters to enjoy the movies.
Well, and when I was seeing the movie Gravity, I was sitting with my little cousin Sam, mm-hmm. and he was getting so frustrated because he was trying to fly the Sandra Bullock ship
mm-hmm.
around the screen and crash it into a star or try to blow up an alien with it,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't going the way he pointed his controller because the movie already had made her go a different way and you could only watch it,
mm-hmm.
and that's not video games for these guys.
But it is changing. It is moving in that direction where increasingly your gamer handle is sort of what you use and more of like your
yes.
regular life.
It can be a real escape for me to almost become another kind of guy
yeah.
when I'm doing video games.
Uh-huh.
And when I'm being my handle,
mm-hmm.
then it's almost as if I'm a whole new person, and it's like when I'm doing my actings
mm-hmm.
and I'm doing my character, and this is a character I can play at home, and if I want to call somebody a mean name
yes.
or shoot them in the butt with a bazooka or
mm-hmm.
race them fast, this is kind of stuff you can do.
And do you want to say what your gamer handle is and then they can find you on the video game?
Well, I'm a little scared because part of me almost wants...
A lot of people are going to want to challenge you to a race.
Yes, but part of the fun for me is the anonymity
mm-hmm.
that I feel when I go on there that people go, they know who, oh, I almost said it.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you do this? Why don't you say your gamer tag, but change the numbers.
Okay. Hang on, I have to think of one. Thug Queen 69. Thug Queen 69.
That's a different number.
Oh, I was supposed to change the numbers. Well, anyway, it's out there now, but for me, I kind of like the idea that people want to play against Thug Queen 69, but they don't know that it's actually a Hollywood guy who's a
yes.
big movie deal.
They just think it's some Thug Queen. Yeah, I totally get that.
Do you want to tell us your gamer handle as
yeah,
well?
Mine is Hayes Davenport Baseball. Mine is Hayes Davenport Baseball at AOL.com, which they don't say when you're doing it. They don't say how it's different from online.
No, they don't tell you that you don't have to have
yeah.
an email part to it.
Yes.
And
of course, now that I have it, now everyone's telling me, and it's like, where were you when I was setting it up? And it's forever.
Yeah. Well, no, you can't change it because you have a lot of your rankings and your star points
yes.
on it. So to get back to video games is movies.
Yes. Some of our favorite games. Now, we play Pokemon, which has been movies.
Yes.
Minecraft is going to be movies. And it was already, it's based on the craft.
Mm-hmm.
From the witch movie.
And it's based on yours, mine, and ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just smashed up two movies
those
together.
Characters.
They do something
yes.
called smash ups sometimes
mm-hmm.
where they combine two different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just a smash up movie, just becomes a video game,
mm-hmm.
and then it goes back to movie.
And you start Minecraft, and you can pick your character. You can be Robin Tunney, or you can be
Firuza Balk.
Well, you can't be Firuza Balk because
no,
she won't
no.
let you
she,
be her.
Yes, she's the bad guy at the end.
Too scary.
She's the bad guy.
You try
at the
to
end.
Pick her, and she says, "Oh, you think you could be me?"
She goes, "You can't sit with us," and that is on her shirt. And then I also think that it's going to be very fun when Snood becomes
yes, the Snood movie.
The Snood movie, which
yes.
we've all kind of been waiting for.
Mm-hmm. I love to see a good Snoovie.
These are some of the games that is movies that we play, and
mm-hmm.
Those are our gamer tags. And I guess it's exciting, the landscape of video game movies, everything. The
mm-hmm.
only thing I worry about is with some of these games, like Contra, are we becoming insensitive to violent people?
Yes, because with Contra, what you're, what the message of Contra is all these guys trying to shoot you, violent guys.
Mm.
And so you're going through trying to shoot all the violent people in the world and just destroy violence.
And guns, everything.
Yes. To pick up all the guns and so no one else can have them.
Yeah, exactly. It's, which again is like a movie. That's Lord of War with Nicolas Cage.
Mm-hmm.
Where and he gets AIDS. Yeah.
Yes, he becomes the boss and he gets all the guns.
Mm-hmm.
And then, sure, there's no more war, but then what are we going to do about friggin' ISIS?
Yes. Yes. And if and that guy who wins can be ISIS if he wants. You know,
yes.
Like at the end of Contra.
And then he's ISIS.
And that message, I think, can be pretty damaging to, because some of the people playing this is just kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so for kids to be playing and basically becoming a guy who may or may not be ISIS at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
ISIL?
They say the both of them. They do it so it's hard to catch them. They'll change the last letter.
Can we get all the news on one phone right now, please, and just say, okay, let's all decide what we're going to say, because sometimes one word from one news guy to another is just like completely has a different letter in it, like ISIL, ISIS, icicle, bicycle, bisis, frisis, ricin, if you watch Breaking Bad. I mean, it's at this point, I'm just like, okay, let's all agree before we go on TV, and Sean's trying to get educated on this stuff.
And I guess this is a good time to talk about, you know, some people are a little bit mad at us because we sold a movie to ISIS, which, you know, what if we taught them a good lesson?
They're still human beings.
Yes.
And if ISIS is listening, turn off this right now. But if you're not ISIS, you can listen to this part. Did you ever think that maybe the movie we sold them is actually like part of our spy work to actually, it's a trick that we sold them at?
Yes. And we get them to watch the movie, but sometimes movies can contain codes, and that's all I'm going to say.
And maybe the movie, and I don't want to ruin too much, but maybe there's one part that's so good, that's so interesting, and we know it is because we wrote it so good and we actually acted in it, that they'll be so locked in that we know that they won't be able to hear anyone else coming.
And say, and just say that all of ISIS is in the same theater. They're all in the same theater, same time. And then what if that theater became a jail? Then that's all I'm going to say.
And I'm not saying anything else.
All of a sudden, the theater can be a jail.
And it turns into a jail. So anyway, ISIS can turn back on the podcast now. We got some great guests today. It's two dudes.
Yes, two good dudes. And it's Britannic. And they're a comedy duo. And they're going to come in and probably perform some of their famous routines on Hollywood Handbook.
So he's sort of throwing it back and forth, spinning it around. And I'm like, Jeff Conaway, that's an expensive award. Like, I can't just replace an Oscar drop it, you know, in the piranha tank. And he goes, oh, yeah, did you win this for directing a film or something? And I go, well, I didn't get it in a friggin' Cracker Jack box. and he was laughing so hard at that.
Yeah.
Yes. And then when I looked at it, it wasn't mine.
Hey, welcome
to
Hollywood Handbook
and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names in the Red Carpet Lying Back.
Well, just, it's so much harder for me to do it when you're doing it at the same time.
Oh, I thought it'd be kind of a neat thing.
No,
just as a...
I, like, to be hearing someone else saying it.
Like a Phil Spector sort of wall of sound, you know?
No, I don't think that's the effect of it at all. And if it were...
Well, you don't know because you're not listening. You're not a listener.
Well, if we wanted to do that, you could say it separately and we could lay it over... my saying.
Okay. Isn't well, I am how, saying is, it separately.
No, it's that's not separately at all. It's at the same time. Just because you're a different person.
I'm still
person
an individual.
Saying.
Yeah.
We so have a great guest today. Britannic is here.
What up? What up?
Hey, guys.
And hi. This is a, and you know these guys, and they're a comedy duo. And what I think is you guys, you do online.
That's right.
We do online.
We do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we do in person
and computers
as well.
Yes.
I mean, really?
Yes. And what I think is so great about and the duo stuff, it's such a throwback to those old – all the vaudeville routines that you used to see. And that's some of the stuff that makes me just like – you talk about just like having a great laugh, and that's some of the funniest stuff I think still today is those old routines.
And we Absolutely. Do see a lot of very selfish stand-up comedians, mm-hmm. and they're doing it, and they just have a mic, and it's one guy. And I think I've laughed even harder at some of the combinations of comedians.
Yes.
And it's guys like Martin and Lewis,
mm-hmm.
you know, Martin Lawrence and Lewis Black when they would do their sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to even think of who else.
But none of them on computers, though.
No, and you guys were the first to do it on computers.
I believe we're the only ones in the game currently.
The only I've never Googled another YouTube sketch comedy duo, so I don't know if they exist. Mm-hmm. I hope they don't.
I think there's individuals doing stuff on computers, but I don't know that it ever gets plural.
No, I haven't seen this. Is all your jokes about computers?
Yes.
Yeah, it's mostly – we're sort of a computer-based sketch comedy troupe. If you'd like to hear some of our computer jokes.
I just don't – I mean, if we're on a computer, I don't know how to talk about really much else. Like, it feels like you're avoiding the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Yes, it would be very distracting for someone to talk about, you know, eating a hamburger sandwich or just mm-hmm. anything – mundane when
we had
on a computer.
We had a hamburger sandwich yeah. sketch that we could not break. We tried so
it.
Hard. And then we were yes. like, well, why don't we just sort of
Well, you
say
have
that.
To do it at a restaurant.
Well, yeah, exactly. But then like, yeah. but then we're at a restaurant and like, but if people were watching it and we're at a restaurant, then like halfway through the sketch, they'd be like, but I'm watching this on a computer and they're not mm-hmm. freaking yeah. talking
No,
about
you're not
it.
Listening to me, Brian. You do the sketch in the restaurant.
Oh, I see.
You're not, you film it there. You perform it there. You can't perform it on the computer. Oh. I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nick,
just take it easy, Brian. We need this, okay? We need this to go well.
Is Sean mad at me?
Yes, he's fucking pissed. All right. I'm in a distance myself from you.
Do some recon for me throughout this.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy.
So does you guys have two computers?
Do we have two computers?
Mm-hmm.
There's
two of us, so we need to really make it work.
Yeah.
Sean, I just wanted to say I'm so sorry about what happened with you and Brian earlier.
Tell him.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Hey, Nick, can you tell him that I like how his sunglasses are hanging off his V-neck?
No, man.
No, come on. Do it for me. Work it in.
If you're going to do it, you do it, okay?
I'll do it. Just give me some time.
Okay.
So when you're having two computers, I mean, where do you keep all those things?
We have a computer closet. Yeah.
This is good. Scoop Troop.
Speak on that, please.
Okay.
Well, it's sort of this – it's this giant closet we found in Nick's house.
Mm.
And we had to remove a bunch of – I mean, do we want to talk
you
about –
You found it. Where was it?
In the closet?
Mm-hmm.
It was actually – it's one of those basement closets. Like, it's in the floor.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
it's a very large, large closet. It almost about the size of a room.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But you go down steps into it to enter it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some people call it our basement, but we call it a basement closet.
A basement closet, because it's in the floor.
It's in the floor.
Yeah.
And it was filled with water and grime and some – we found someone else. Who was – we found some woman down there, and we told them, get out of there.
Yeah.
And they're gone, and now we use our – we put our computers there, and they're just two Apple laptops.
And that's where we keep them when we're not doing comedy with them.
Mm.
Oh. To double back real quick, one thing we forgot is to tell – every other Earwolf podcast to get way, way down there yes. and suck on these.
Yes, I'm sorry. This first time Bri Tank has ever been on an Earwolf podcast.
No one else could get him.
And respectfully, all the other Earwolf podcasts should descend to their knees and suck on these.
And yes, and please open your mouth so, so wide mm-hmm. because you are going to have to suck on these. And what are some of the Earwolf podcasts?
Well, there's the
U2
one, and you two guys are going to need to suck on these two guys.
Mm-hmm. And that's me and Hayes. And I'm just trying to think if there's another podcast in particular that really needs to suck on these. Ah, The Wolf Den. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, then, why don't you get down there and just go ahead and suck on these?
Okay. And so everybody sucked on these, and now we can.
Is that
and
all now, of the podcasts in the Earwolf Network?
Those are the big two.
Gotcha.
Those are the two that have kind of been giving us the side eye, and just we let them know we saw it.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Well, I think you guys got them back, and Sean, I think that was a great joke you had, and I love the way your sunglasses are sort of hanging off your shirt there.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Fucking idiot! What? I'm coming. You fucking idiot! It was desperate, and it sounded you're just throwing everything at the wall.
I waited like 3 minutes, so it didn't seem like.
We'll wait longer next time.
These guys keep going under the table, which I think is. It's a duo thing.
Yeah, it's
Sorry about that.
Yeah,
back.
Is there something under there?
Well, you know, it takes a lot of work to be a duo. It's like people always think that, you know, our quote unquote genius just sort of comes off the top of our heads, but we have to go. We have, like, at parties, we have to run into rooms or under tables and figure out what we're going to say.
Who are you quoting when you say genius?
Oh, geez. Well, I you know, there's comments on the internet.
Oh, great.
And a lot of them have said that word.
Could you speak on some of the names of some of the commenters?
Well, there's Risque Business.
Risque Business.
And that's – there's a couple different Risky Businesses, but this one is spelled with K-A-Y and then B-I-Z in the essence. Okay. And then there's a bunch of variations on that.
There's Butterfan. Butterfan and all the variations of that as well. Butterfan 55. Butterfan 62.
There's Go America, Go, Go, Go.
There's a Reese's Pieces, Mises, Nieces.
There's the official Reese's Pieces account.
Yeah,
they
which
comment
is the
on
knockoff of Reese's Pieces.
The corporate account. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm, yes. There's the Barnyard Lanyards Association.
That's a really funny singular guy who does comedy on computers. Mostly relating to barnyards, but also, you know, he talks about computers as well.
Oh,
as he would need to.
And that's it?
Those are the ones we can think of just off the top of our head.
Yeah.
Do you ask that question because you don't believe that someone's ever called us that?
No, I just like to hear funny names.
Oh, okay.
Now, one thing that I think we never expected to happen is – we did this show and we want to tell people about Hollywood, but we wound up kind of talking to people about life.
Yeah.
And a lot of our listeners are struggling and a lot of them are in a tough place relationship-wise in terms of not being able to get girls. We were nerds. We read comic books. Hey, is your name a comic book guy?
The Monster.
Yes. And so between the Monster and all that stuff we were into, it does feel like, can we now give back and let some of these guys know about how to get girls? And one great way, I think, is with a wingman.
Oh, completely.
I mean, I don't relate to the not getting girls part. I don't.
Well, it's because I'm a great wingman to you.
Well, sure. I mean, I guess if you...
Isn't that right? Yes. When you have a great wingman, you don't have to really worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, I just have never – I've never received a no or a sad look or anything.
You've never received a sad look?
No, I've never gotten a sad look. I've never made anyone sad. So, it's hard for me to relate, but I can imagine.
And it's nice that Brian, do you not let Nick know some of the things that you're doing for him behind the scenes? Are you sort of being like
Are you kind of taking the brunt of some of the sad looks sometimes that we all get from
girls? I think that's, you know, when you're a wingman, that's what you have to do. Like, you know, Nick, I don't want to burst your bubble, and I don't think it will, Nick. I mean, you have a...
My bubble's very strong, so it would be very difficult, I think.
But, you know, as wingmanning for Nick, I've talked to girls and been like, you know, do you want to do something with that guy? And they've been like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to, you know, throw that over to Nick. I'll take that and I'll be like, you know, I meant me. Do you want to do
probably like
me?
Pretty and some uggos like the dragons, the warthogs, the shit faces, that type of thing.
He talks about women like this sometimes to their face, and it's, you know, I have to jump in and sort of save it. And
calling them dragons, I think that's the one for me that I think is actually very offensive, because when you think about a dragon,
the historical context there makes it even more nefarious.
Yes, it is sort of, and it's a sensitive thing, and it's just not something that I think a lot of. I mean, saying this. My respect for women, I wouldn't call them dragons and imply that they would ever destroy a village or
even be Japanese. I mean, you know, in terms of just.
I do want to be clear. I don't mean strictly Japanese dragons. Hey, Nick, I mean English dragons and underwater kinds as well.
Okay, great. Moving on, Nick, let's talk about it.
Let's have an open dialogue about dragons.
I think we've covered that topic. Hayes, you had something, yes?
Yes. What was the girls?
Wait.
Aha.
I need to talk to Nick under the table for a second.
Okay. Inspiration. Okay.
Nick, what the fuck? The dragon thing, I think, turned Sean off. He just lost his mind.
I'm not going to not be myself, Brian. Okay, that's all I have.
I'm just saying, like, they asked us about girls, and I feel like we were on, like, good...
Okay, I will bring up dragons again.
Are you under the table?
Don't bring up dragons.
Under there, I thought they were going to do something to me, but are they both on you?
If dragons come up, though, I'm not going to hide my opinion.
I thought that they must have been on you, and so now it makes me wonder if they think Cody is one of us.
Just like, be respectful.
They're sort of working Cody.
I can't tell because the way his face looks...
I love you.
It's sort of in that position all the time.
Yes,
hey, we're back, guys. I'm sorry about that.
Hey, what up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for being on the show. And when you go, let's just take it step by step where you go, you walk in the bar.
Right.
And how do you guys present to the people that are there when you're, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to like run some game on somebody?
Yeah. Well, if you read this, there's a fascinating book called The Game out there. And it's about how you basically play the game and it works every single time, everything that they say in it. And the first thing is something called peacocking.
We're big gamers.
You guys are gamers?
Yeah, we're huge gamers.
Yeah, the first thing is peacocking is when you release a wild peacock into the bar. Mm-hmm. And so now there's danger in the bar. People are frightened. There's a live animal.
And when people are frightened, what do they need? They need a hero.
They need someone to remove the live peacock from the...
You get to save somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
And we don't try – we bring air rifles, but we don't want to kill the peacock. If we have to, it has happened sometimes.
We've never not killed the peacock.
That's true. We don't – but we do it with a look of remorse. And it does happen pretty immediately, though.
And it's not that easy. Even with an air rifle, they got that big shield.
Oh, it takes a long time. It takes a long time to kill
the peacock. There's been some civilian casualties before. But you know what? That makes a great, you know, starting story. You know, after the peacock is killed, maybe you shot someone in the leg. Mm-hmm. You at least have a conversation.
That's a traumatic event. You're both growing from that. You grow together.
Yeah, maybe you guys have gauze or something.
Yeah, maybe.
We don't, but we do. We look like the guys that we're dressed, you know, as official sort of animal control medical people.
Right.
So,
So then, you know, after that happens, you know, the attention's on us, which is great. And then we sort of just kind of have our you know, pick of the litter, as you will. We go up. Often Nick will be the one who will make the first aggressive move.
I will loudly yell out, I call that one.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And if the girl's into that, great. If not, that's where my wingman skills come in. And I have to sort of make sure she knows that Nick didn't try to objectify her. And then maybe I try to take the brunt of it, say that I yelled it. And then we move on from there, piece by piece. If you guys want to role play. You know, say you're two women and you're interested in Nick, we can show you how to do it.
For me, I like girls. And so that's not – and I totally think it's okay for other people who might like guys.
I really like those guys. I think those guys are great.
Yes. Love them. And I think a lot of them are
– and
– very talented.
And, yes, they're very talented.
Yes.
And I think they're nice. And it's not a choice. But I like girls. And so it would be very strange.
I like girls
as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
What if we had one of – Cody's here and we could have Cody to sort of fill that role.
Yeah, now, this is interesting. Maybe Cody could do that.
So, Cody, why don't you – is your thing up? Yeah. Okay, and you just be a girl and you're
if
and
he you're, could be it's usually a group of 6 to 8 women.
Yes, and but you're horny, please remember.
And what a big opportunity to do some role playing and please maximize your horniness.
And you've just seen a peacock horribly die.
Mm-hmm.
And horribly die.
One of your friends was grazed by a bullet. But that's up to you.
And don't reference that specifically, but it's just in it's the context thing.
Oh my God.
Oh, hello.
Hey. I call this one.
Oh, okay. How do you feel about that?
Did that animal just die?
No. Well.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. Like 10 minutes ago, yeah, it died.
We got it. You were in danger, and we killed it with our
You're welcome
rifles.
For that.
How do you feel about that?
Jesus Christ.
What? Yeah.
No, but what about us?
Do you need any gauze? We might have some.
God, I don't know. I don't know. Okay.
All right, it never goes like this. It never goes like this.
And
free.
Can I just say, when I assigned Cody to do this, I will admit I was expecting it to go badly. And the fact that he was so unbelievably good at playing this character is truly shocking to me. And Cody, I owe you a big apology. I feel like I set you up for failure, and you did such a good job.
I think there was a slight misunderstanding because Cody was playing a big old fucking just shit ditch or something, like some real uggo, a real fucking dragon.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, I think what happened is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Cody was upset about the bird got killed.
Yes, and here's the thing. That's normally...
You run into that
that's
sometimes.
Not how it happens most of the time. Women often, they get over it. They're happy that we saved them from the peacock. I don't think that was great improv on Cody's part. I'm sorry, Cody. I know you differ from me.
He has a strange relationship with birds.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yes.
I can tell.
We all do a little bit.
Which one of us do we think sounds most like a bird if we do a bird voice?
Do you want to do the bird voices around? And see? Or sure. Should we want to guess beforehand and see who got it right?
Well, let's guess beforehand. I think it's me.
I think it's Sean as well. I think Sean's going to have a great bird voice.
I think it's Hayes, actually.
And I don't want that.
Real dark horse. Okay, I change my vote to Hayes. Just the way, just the face he made when mentioned.
But this is exactly what Sean wants now. Is he like when he's the underdog, and that's when he really. Nobody believes in us phenomenon. So I'll say Sean, and so Sean, I believe in you, and I think you're going to do a great job.
Oh, I appreciate that.
And then he gets lazy, and he'll fall asleep under a tree.
I also think
one thing is just throw it away.
When you go to the bar and they have those seats right next to it.
The tall seat?
Yes.
The stools next to the bar?
Yes.
Okay. The spinny seat. Sometimes
you try to spin on them and look out.
Yes, watch out. You get a big rash from it. If you're trying to spin the whole night and it doesn't spin, I'll tell you what, the rash you can get from that, and if you're in jean shorts, which are at the height that I, cut them to, you can really wind up really bleeding pretty bad.
And those tall seats, how are you supposed to do them?
Well, some people...
Well, this is kind of our specialty.
Yeah.
You can kind of...
We sort of travel school to school and talk about this because it's a problem that a lot of people, there's not a lot of awareness of.
No.
Well, welcome to our classroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean those tall seats, they're a bummer, they're bleeders, as you said. I think the first thing you want to do is you want to hop onto the seat because if you just sort of slide on like you do a chair, you can already start the rash in that sense.
Yes. So and sometimes you because it doesn't have a back.
Right.
Sometimes you end up if you try to slide on backwards, you just end up keep going off.
All the way through.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you plop on, you don't get the rash, and it looks kind of cool too. It's like you're sort of doing a high jump and landing it perfectly or something.
Mm-hmm. And if you do want a spinny seat, but you figured out after a couple of tries that you're not on
it's
one.
It's not going anywhere, yeah.
You can actually grab the bottom of the stool and sort of hold that close to you and then spin around yourself. That, will accomplish a similar effect.
So you're pulling it up. So it's off the ground.
It's off of the ground.
And then you can still spin.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And it's a challenge to look relaxed while you're doing that. Looks relaxed, cool, like an easygoing guy who, would be able to handle any type of wild bird that would enter
into
the bar.
But often the bird is just dead by that point.
Yeah, but at that point, the bird is usually dead.
This can be a good idea for how to sit down now.
It really is.
That's our whole goal.
Yeah.
It's yours
mission
now.
Accomplished.
And it is really useful, and it could be dangerous,
too. Hey, are we doing bird voices, or did that just go by the wayside?
Oh, yes.
Did we not do that? I thought we did do that.
We guessed them, but we didn't do them.
Oh, who won?
Well, it was a dead tie between you and Hayes.
In the preliminary guesses.
Did we seriously not do? I thought we just did the whole thing, and we did the voices.
Didn't we do it? And it was... I thought it was very funny when we were doing it, doing all
can
those
Can we play back the tape?
Yeah, do you guys
can
have?
Can we play back the tape?
It's time for the Popcorn Gallery. And this is a segment where we ask the questions, and you know what it is. It's the Popcorn Gallery. And how was that good?
Hmm?
What did you think of that?
In terms of your announcing of
it?
I loved it.
Okay.
What do you mean? What are you looking for?
I'm just asking if you thought it was good. I thought that was like a good way to do it. From now on, I just thought we would just do it like that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the United States of whatever. Here's a question from a listener for the guys. And this is from Mean Detective. And the question is, what is that, like, you get half the sweet dosif and you're just satisfied with that, or what?
I'm sorry, can you...
Okay, the question was, what is it, we get half the sweet dosif and we're just okay with that?
What is that, like, you get half the sweet dosif and you're just satisfied with that, or what?
Okay, so this is, because we talked about some of the advantages of having a teammate or a wingman, but this is kind of the darker side of that.
Yeah, it does cut your dosif right squarely in half.
But that's the, you know, when you enter into a, you know, a duo or a double act in our team, you realize you have to share the dark times. You have to share the glory.
And you know, ideally, your teammate is helping you get much more dosif.
You would have
gotten.
Well,
what's happening in this case?
Nick had a dosif problem for a while and was sort of ODing on dosifs.
And it was actually what? In this case it was different that I was I was.
What do you mean?
Yeah. What the fuck do you mean, Brian?
No, come on, man.
What?
Just dude, come on. Just,
I don't know. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You came on as a team and you are leaving me in the lurch.
I'm sorry.
Please
about this
don't
guy.
Say lurch. Okay, we talk about scary stuff.
God damn it.
I don't want to hear any
scariest thing.
I don't want to hear anything about Lurch on this show. Nick, and that's my one rule.
The way he answers the door is just about terrifying as could be.
And
Lurch.
Nobody should be that giant.
I don't mean to keep scaring you guys.
I agree.
Way too big. You might as well you might as well be a freaking dinosaur and he's a person.
Here's a question from... Oh, I'm sorry. I must have not asked any of the questions before either because we forgot to get the questions out of the popcorn bag.
Ah, yes. Well, this is where the seams start to show. It's been a little bit of a vacation for me and Hayes, and when you're on vacation, you don't always do all the things you do when you're at work, and this is a job for us that we have to reach into the popcorn bag.
Okay, so let's play the clip.
Let's play a sound clip, and this is my friend Mark from high school, and he is reaching in the popcorn bag.
You got a dosif problem.
Oh, okay, well he's making fun. Okay, well he's making fun of Brian.
He's making fun of Brian. Yes, it's interesting.
There's a whole series of sound clips for the Popcorn Gallery.
Yes, like, and he records them ahead of time, but he almost always knows exactly what's going to happen on the show. And increasingly, it's the thing right before the actual sound drop.
It's often. Not even a full minute before what happened for the sound drop. Like, because there's a lot of stuff I feel like that's happened during our conversations that he could have referenced.
But he just went for
you guys going under the table, the computer closet. I mean, there's all these things that have been talked about that would have been appropriate. And he just reached for, it seems like, literally the very first thing that he could think of that he could remember that happened.
Right. Well, if he had had, like, some sort of teammate, a teammate who could
say to him. Oh, a teammate who stands up for him?
Make a computer joke, you know.
I don't know what you know about teammates anymore, Nick.
Well, we have to reach it one more time for the second question now.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was for the first question.
Sure.
The second question now.
This one's from Anastasia Vigo. Brian and Nick, do you like to kiss each other in real life or just in your sketches?
Well, I think
what's to say there's a difference between the two?
Well, there's...
Yes, that's an important thing.
Wow.
That is real life.
Nick, I'm back on track.
Yeah, because when you think about it, it's not cartoons. It is real. When you guys do it, it's a real kissy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we have a stage sketch where we go for it, and it's great.
We love it. And we kiss. Right. And it's sort of, you know, it's showing all the girls out there, because we do like girls, that we know what we're doing. We know, you know, how to handle ourselves, and we're comfortable.
And I consider that enjoying kissing Nick in the sketch and real life in that moment. So the answer is both.
In order to play the character, you have to enjoy it.
It is an important distinction that just because it's on computers doesn't mean it's not CG. It's not it is a computer.
Well, and it's not made of clay or paper.
Right.
I mean, and it's truly not.
Mm-hmm.
There's elements of the CG. Like,
well, yeah, of course. Of course, elements.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, if you know anything about science, which actually Hayes and I actually read a lot of that. Yes, there's always going to be elements that is clay and is paper. But that doesn't mean it's not real life, because those are part of what makes the universe.
Yeah.
I mean, stars is just made of clay and paper. I mean, in a sense.
Will you speak on that?
Yes, please, guys, boys.
How stars are made of clay and paper?
Well, in a sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure. I mean, if we're all... I mean, I guess you just got to look at it as like you hear people talk about how maybe the universe is a hologram and maybe we're all sort of flattened together or everything is the same star stuff.
We're all just electrons,
and we're all in the same vibration. All those things that we all believe.
So in that sense, the stuff that makes up clay and paper also makes up the stars. So is there any difference at all?
Just like there's no difference between real life and our sketches.
Exactly.
Clay and stars, same way.
Yeah.
Let's reach in the bag.
The bag starts star stuff. I mean,
okay, it sounds like this time Mark was not really listening to what was going on in the podcast. He heard it a little bit. It sounded like he was doing something else.
It seems like we sort of blew Mark's mind there.
Yeah, no, he's Mark. Trying to figure it all out.
And now Mark is in his pre-recorded sound drop, responding to what I'm saying. This is a question from Greggy.
me.
Oh, he's asleep.
Oh, he forgot to turn the record off on the sound drop, and now he's asleep right next to the microphone. But... Now he thinks he can just cover up for falling asleep, and he just can go back through the bag again.
Ooh, popcorn.
Okay. That's a conversation.
I do need to have a conversation. I think he's become a little too comfortable with his role as the sound drop guy. Maybe he doesn't feel like he's replaceable or something, because that is...
Greggy. This is a question from Greggy. Greggy asks... Okay, it says, Nick, this is important. It's engineer Cody. He's in my computer. He sucked my foot into the CD-ROM drive. Nick Kocher, I need some advice here as soon as possible. I'm really scared. How do you juggle work, life, and family and still find time to have a good time? Please get your answer to me ASAP. I'm afraid for my life. And then it just says, he's just like a letter E.
Okay, well, this is a great question.
And I'm glad I'm a part of it.
Well, and let's let Nick do it, because it is specifically for Nick.
No, I don't think Brian...
Is a time issue here, because engineer Cody is sucking this listener into his own computer.
No, absolutely. Yes. I'm
and dry, maybe if as you answer this question, since you do know about computers, you can help him solve this problem with engineer Cody being inside his computer and sucking him inside.
Absolutely. You know, I think balancing home life and family is really important. And, you know, it's what I like to do is I like to keep a little book that has all of my family members' names and their phone numbers written down in it. And that way I remember to call them from time to time. Also, I think a good going on hikes is important.
Mm. And what about the computer stuff?
Well, you know, it sounds like he's got his foot caught in the CD-ROM drive. Is that
See, that is my suspicion too, because I think he might think it's Engineer Cody who's inside his mm-hmm. computer, but Engineer Cody's actually right here, and so he can't be in the wires right now. We know he is capable of going into the wires.
He's been in the wires, and he has gotten in the wires before, but at the same time, he can't be in the wires and sitting where he
and
is unless
right
he's
there.
A hologram, kind of like what Brian was saying is maybe the case before.
Well, kind of. But I think in this case, you're right. I think Greggy might just
have
his
foot. I think he stepped
foot.
On his CD-ROM drive.
Yeah, and I think now he has his foot caught in there.
And I think maybe he's a little embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. I also, I would question, you know, what kind of CD-ROM drive it is or the size of his foot because, you know, the CD-ROM drives I've used, there would be no physical way to get your foot caught in there.
He's like a clown type character on the forums, and I think it's the flatness of his large shoe makes it very easy for the CD drive to mistake it for a CD and try to
and
play it.
Suck it in and and start, I imagine, sort of buffing the skin off of his feet when the when the mechanism starts spinning. In an attempt to play it. And I shudder to think what shows up on the screen when the CD drive starts to read your foot. Now, what book did you say you write your family members' names and stuff down in?
Oh, it's a little book. It's a little brown leather book. It's empty. There's nothing written on the pages.
Oh, it's not. Oh, okay. I thought it was like Last of the Mohicans.
No, that wouldn't work because there's already words in that book. And in a lot of books, actually.
There is actually some pages that doesn't have any words.
Oh, and sounds like maybe you didn't
put on the cover. Well, sounds like you haven't read it.
I assure you, I have read Last of the Mohicans, but I probably just had a copy where they were. You know, I care about the environment, and so they, you know, compressed all the words together so there was less paper in it.
Okay, it's not a pissing contest.
Well,
okay, let's look in the bag for the one more.
Maybe now I think I could do a better bird impression.
Okay.
Whoa.
Play the sound drop for the last more question.
You do not want to get into this with me.
Nick,
this bird impression.
Nick, now you piss Sean off.
I'll fucking take you.
Brian.
What?
Get out from under the table.
Guys,
I'm under the table with Nick right now.
How are you now, the guy under the table?
I'm under the table with Nick right now.
Sean, you do not want to go to the door.
Okay, guys, I know you guys are under there. I'm very scared of doing the show alone. This is not a position I like being in at all up here by myself. And so if you all could please come up from under the table right now, it's making me very uncomfortable.
One second.
Can we just make a pact?
We're sorting it out.
Can we just make a pact? I'll be friends down here because I want to be liked by both of you. And
Brian,
you guys are what?
Brian, I need to fight this battle on my own, okay?
All right, man. I guess this is it. This is the parting of our ways.
Yeah, I guess it is.
I'm going back up.
I will do the most hilarious, accurate bird impression you've ever fucking seen.
Well, for your sake, I hope that's true. Okay, so Popcorn Gallery.
Oh, good. Okay, yes. Yeah, so we'll do the
and let
popcorn
me get the
gallery.
Last question.
Yes.
I'm a bird.
Wow. Mark really scooped everyone.
Whoa. Mark's bird. I mean, that's better than what I was going to do.
Do we even have evidence that that was Mark and not an actual bird?
Well, he may have brought one into the studio with him.
Yeah. I'm not going to come close to
that.
Well,
I can't now. Now that we've heard that, I can't do one.
We've just been bickering between the three of us and Mark won. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yes. And the four of us, yes.
Well, yeah.
And here's... I didn't like that. Here's a question from Greggy. It's for Brian.
Yes.
Brian, would you be on my podcast?
Is that it?
Yeah.
It's from Greggy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Greggy, I will. Absolutely.
Well, what network is
that? Let Brian do this one because you got yours. Now, when you answered your question,
he was nice and quiet.
I was
for
quiet.
You.
And also, when we were under the table, remember how we split? We're done?
Yeah. That's
all right.
True.
So you're not answering.
That's neither here nor there. I mean, that's it. But when you answered your question, Nick, Brian was nice and quiet.
That's
he had
true.
A real hangdog look on his face the whole time.
I really
hate so now,
I,
why don't you look sad while he answers this?
I don't know what that looks like.
And Brian, I know it's kind of just a yes or no question, but see if you can stretch it out because this is really your time to shine.
Oh, shit. All right. Yeah. Greggy, absolutely. I'd love to do your podcast. You can contact me.
You're doing great.
Thanks, man. You can contact me at Britannic@gmail.com. Just make sure it says to me in the subject line, because Nick also reads it, but he won't if you just make clear that it's for me specifically. We can talk about whatever you want, just you and me. I would love to be a part of it. Please.
Is that like Titanic?
Our name?
Yeah.
In a way, yeah. We weren't really thinking.
We were initially thinking of doing a lot of boat themed.
It sounds a lot like Titanic.
Yeah, that's what we say. I mean, we're trying to figure out a name that mixed our two names together, and then
there's no T in your names.
Yeah, it's sort of, that was like the little flourish, I guess.
You know, people died on that.
Yeah, it seemed like it was far enough away from the time period that it wasn't going to make anyone angry.
There's a lot of people's moms and dads.
You know, people nowadays...
Well, there's also a lot of hope that came out of that story. Yeah, and a lot of hijinks that happened on the ship before the iceberg that nobody talks about.
Maybe they talk... You know, the people love
that
movie.
That's good, yes. Talk about that.
The hijinks that happened on Titanic before the iceberg.
Yeah.
Well, I can.
Well, you know that game Sardines, which is kind of like hide and seek reversed? Do you guys know that game?
That sounds very interesting. Reversed
hide and seek?
You reversed it, yeah.
Like the other person seeking and the person who was seeking... And is now hiding.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that game is played a lot on the ship. You guys seem to be lost.
Hey, give us a minute.
Sure.
Okay.
Sardines. There's hide and seek. Where somebody's hiding and the other one is seeking. If you reverse that, do the opposite.
Then the one person would be hiding and the other one is seeking that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are getting it.
And the game is basically turned inside out.
Well, guys, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, this is a real pleasure.
Yes, it was really nice having you too. And please buy the pro version of our podcast. And well, first rate us on iTunes and talk to us on the forums. And this is for you guys too. So you got computers, right? You already talked about that.
Yeah, we have two. Computers, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, yeah.
And please buy the pro version of our podcast, which is you get the live feed, bumper stickers, you get pencil, you get all the good swag. Mm-hmm. And we should talk about payment for that, because a lot of people have been asking about how the payment works. Mm-hmm. When they give us the card, is it just like a regular, do we just like pull the price off the card every week, or is it just like the one like yearly subscription? And the truth is, like, you can just look at your credit card statement and just figure that out after the...
Or Venmo.
Yes. Or you can... Yes, we do accept Venmo.
Yes. Now we take Venmo.
That's great, guys.
Who bought the pro version this week?
I think somebody did.
No, I know somebody did.
Somebody definitely did. Yeah, we actually think. I know somebody did it. Nick's looking at me like, they didn't do it. I'm like, yeah, Nick, they actually did. So
I don't think they did it, Brian. I legitimately don't think they did it.
Nick, it started out, I was on their bedside. Now look what you're doing.
What about we did it again? I think he brought the pro version.
Yeah, great.
Okay. So we did it again, bought the pro version, and his prize this week is a couple great bird impressions from the Britannic guys. And also, working his name into it would really be a thrill.
His name is We Did It Again?
Yes, and he's from Portland.
Oh,
nice. Okay. Thanks for buying the pro version.
Oh, an old bird. Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum podcast.